My name's Mike Pryke. I am the Director of Revenue and one of the mentoring experts here at Guider. Guider is an enterprise mentoring platform that helps large organizations establish, scale, monitor, evaluate, and prove the return on investment on peer learning and mentoring programs.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. And so first question we're asking everyone here at Learning Tech, what are the conversations that you're hearing the most? What are the topics that keep coming up?
I think this year it feels like there is a lot of kind of AI fatigue. We've got all over our stand at Learning Tech, we've got about human-powered learning, human-to-human connection, and we're getting a lot of really positive kind of responses to that, specifically around like, what is AI solving for learning and development professionals at the moment, right? Every stand's got AI on it. And my opinion and our position here at Guider is that in lots of respects, AI is a solution without a problem.
Fantastic. Really interesting stuff. And I guess leaning into that, I always think that Learning Tech is a bit of a mark in the sand for us. It's same time, same place every year, a good opportunity to reflect. So over the last year, what are the kind of big changes you've seen in the workplace learning space?
I think it's along the lines, the same lines in terms of people really exploring how to use AI to make their workflows kind of more efficient without replacing the kind of human connection that's at the center of most learning. So I think one of the things we've been really talking to people about this year is, over the last year rather, not just here at the show, has been, this happens all the time, right? In the early 2000s, it was like training's gonna go and it's all gonna be about e-learning. And then we had LMSs turning into LXPs, and then we had micro-learning and social learning. It's like another kind of, you know, satanic panic in the sort of learning space. And I think the real thing we're trying to get learning professionals to focus on when we speak to them over the last year is, how can you use AI to actually solve a material problem that you've got in your business?
Definitely. And we're speaking about the exact same thing, actually, how to make sure you use the right tool to the right job. Equally, upon reflection, it's nice to look ahead and to think about, yes, we probably all know what might happen in the very near future, but what do you think will or should happen over the next 12 months?
I think there will be a kind of calming down of some of the really hyperbolic language around AI. It's going to be revolutionary, but I think a lot of the kind of fear-mongering that's happening by some of the like influencers in the space, as well as some of the kind of like, you know, big vendors, is gonna kind of calm down a little bit. I think people will reflect. They'll start to employ artificial intelligence in loads of really exciting and interesting ways. What I really hope will be at the kind of core of learning and remain at the core of learning are those interpersonal connections, right? I'm yet to be convinced that a human being will ever learn as well as they do from another human being. And that's why we're so bullish on mentoring, on peer-to-peer learning, and putting that like mentoring and peer learning right at the center of people's learning stack, not just like a nice-to-have thing, not a pastoral thing that you do as a side note to learning, but actually core in your learning stack should be mentoring, and you should definitely use Guider to do it.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for your time.